Hello, I'm Cornelia, and I'll be interviewing you today. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Barbara.
Today's show is on crossing boundaries. Let's get to it.
So, Barbara, have you ever crossed any boundaries in your life?
Yeah, I think I did, but probably the biggest boundary I ever crossed was when I moved from Europe to the US.
Really? Tell me more about this.
Well, I was about 28 years old and had just finished my PhD. So I was looking for a job and I was offered a postdoc position in the US, in Cornell. And I decided to go there with my 4-year-old daughter. And it was a very difficult decision because I didn't really know anything about the US. So I had grown up in Austria. I knew some surrounding countries, but you know, the culture and the people are very tight-knit in Europe. So I didn't have much experience to imagine how different things could be that far away.
So what boundaries do you think you crossed?
Well, you know, the obvious one is the geographic boundary. I moved very far away. But I think besides that, there were a lot of cultural and social boundaries. Probably starting with it's a different language that I didn't speak very well, so I had trouble understanding people. I did not have any family, so our whole social structure changed. And the perspectives are very, very different. People grew up very differently in the US. They have different opinions and different perspectives on things. So I think there were multiple boundaries that we crossed at that time.
Did anyone object to you moving or have any objections to this boundary?
My family and friends really didn't like me moving because obviously I was very integrated in the structure back home, and it wasn't meant to be a permanent move. So the idea was to gain some new experiences for a couple of years and then come back. So they didn't openly object because they thought it would just be for a little while and it would be okay to cross those boundaries to widen the horizon, because one of the things that whenever you cross boundaries is that you learn new things and you usually gain experience and you gain perspectives, which is a good thing, because if people stay very close together, they sometimes get very set in their ways and very narrow-minded, and that causes a lot of conflicts because they don't understand how things are in different places.
Were there any challenges that you faced?
Oh, there were plenty of challenges. As I mentioned, it started with not being able to communicate very well, because even if you try to prepare yourself to speak a different language, it's very different learning a language than being in a society and having to express yourself. I was absolutely not prepared in the ways of people thinking and doing things on a daily basis when we moved to. So pretty much everything was different. And I didn't know much about that, so we had to kind of reinvent the wheel. When I got there, I had to find out simple things like how to do grocery shopping, how to get food, how to do taxes, what it means, what people expect from me. When you have a conversation, what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say. Like obviously everywhere there are social boundaries and they are different from one place to another. And a lot of things that were very normal for us to talk about at home, all of a sudden became very awkward and caused problems. So these were things that you have to learn and that you have to adjust to.
Looking back at when you moved, do you regret that decision, or would you change anything now that you've experienced what you have experienced?
I think it's hard to say that you ever would change anything, because I think every decision you make out of what you know at the moment. So I don't know that I would do anything different, because, you know, even though there were a lot of things that I didn't like about what happened, as I said, each boundary that you cross gives you new insights and new experiences. And, you know, there's no way of knowing what would have happened if I wouldn't have done that. So, no, I can't say that I ever regret anything that I did, because I wouldn't know what the alternative was.
You mentioned that your family kind of objected to you leaving home and you had trouble starting up a new life. Now you seem to have done very well for yourself. You have a stable and very well-paying and high position in your job. You have a house and you seem to settle into the culture very nicely. Are you proud of yourself, and do you think your family, who originally objected to this, is proud of you and think you did well? Or do they still have objections?
I think I'm proud of being able to have managed to adjust to a new set of rules and to new boundaries. I know my family is proud of me, but I don't know that they would be any less or more proud if I would have stayed and achieved that in other areas. I think that's one thing about family, that there's just an unconditional love that acknowledges what you do, regardless of where you do it. I know they still would be happier if I was home, and I probably would be too, because it's one thing to adjust to new boundaries and to deal with the challenge, but I think the boundaries that you grew up with always stay with you. It's always something that seems more natural and that you would love to go back to. I don't think anybody can ever, because it's part of life that you grow and that you adjust to new boundaries. So, yeah, I think overall, I think we dealt with things pretty well. I still have a very close connection to my family, and they certainly see what has happened and how these steps led to a good result, even though it wasn't what they may have initially wished for. So I think it was a good thing.
You stated that there's new boundaries a lot in that. So what do you mean by that? What's changed? And how's your perspective opened up boundaries and kind of closed around new things or new rules?
Well, I think I have changed. I mean, obviously you can't survive in a new environment without adjusting to it. So one of the things I had to do was to just try to understand how the society works, how it thinks, and what we wanted to live. And that definitely was a boundary that has changed. And that includes things like social conduct, moral rules. All these things are boundaries that I had to readjust. I mentioned in the beginning, it's as simple as things that you say or don't say when you talk to people. I can give you a very simple example. When I first came, it was things like, sometimes it was just words that had a different meaning to me. For example, if we had a discussion and then somebody would say, well, I talk to you later. now in the context that I was used to this, it meant, well, we talk maybe in an hour or something. But in a context people used it in my new environment, it meant any time later. So the conversation was finished for now and we could meet again maybe in a week or two or whenever. And that led to a lot of misunderstandings. And sometimes it wasn't the actual words, it was the meaning behind. Like when you come in the morning and everybody's like, oh, how are you? Now, we don't use it at home. So where I came from, when somebody asks you how you were, they had an actual interest in what was happening in your life. And that usually was the opening to like at least 10-minute conversation. Here, it's used as a greeting. There is no... I mean, it's not that there's no meaning behind, but it's not meant in the way of what is going on in your life. So eventually somebody had to tell me that because I reacted in the wrong way. So, and there are plenty of these examples. And it takes quite a while, but at the end, you know, when you start to adjust and when you start to settle down, you have a whole set of new boundaries. And even though the boundaries shift, what happens is that your horizon is widened because now you start to understand differences in how people think and how they act. But because you've already experienced a different set of that behavior before, it gives you a much wider outlook on the variety of personalities and behavior. And I think the nice thing is you really start to appreciate how many different people there are, how many different ways of living life. It gets harder to pick what you want to do for yourself, but it also makes it very beautiful to really see that there's a purpose, that there are so many people and so many countries and so many ways of doing things, because each of them is unique and each of them has their special purpose.
That was really well put. Just a final question. In experiencing these new boundaries and having to cross that major boundary of moving, were you ever put into a situation where you had to pretend that never happened and had to kind of pretend that your entire life you've spent as an American or something like that, or had to go back to Austria and pretend that you never moved?
I think it was probably harder here than it was back home, because obviously I had a better integrated social network at home, so people knew about me and what I was doing, so I wasn't forced to pretend as much. But yes, in order to be accepted here, I think sometimes I was forced to let go of my old ways and boundaries and pretend that I'm something that I really am not.
Well, thank you. It was really nice interviewing you, and you had a lot of interesting stories to share.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you for listening.